Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast Triple M, we are everything Limestone Coast. And this morning I have got the member for Mangambia, Troy Bell, on the line. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Troy, it's not often you can say it's been a great week in the world of politics, but I bet you can probably say it this week.
You're 100% right. There's many months you wonder whether you're actually making a difference, and you have weeks like this week where you go, yep, this is why I do the job, and you get some good results. So it's been a very good week.
Troy, vaccine relief is probably the biggest news story of the day today, and the Limestone Coast, from what I understand, has been instrumental in getting this great news over the line when it comes to state politics.
Absolutely. So what the state government has done is now introduced a vaccine for the meningococcal B strain. And it was about 6 weeks ago I presented 4,600 signatures on a petition to state parliament calling on the state government to introduce a vaccine. I then introduced what's called a notice of motion, which in essence is a bit of legislation requiring the government to do that. Now, that was voted down, but that was politics at play. So the government wanted to go away to an expert working group and then come back with their own recommendation, which they have announced yesterday. So this is a major spend. It's over $25 million to vaccinate our kids for a meningococcal B. It is a big win, and it's a real credit to the Mangambia and South East community who signed that petition and rang my office and got involved. And Ali Sleaf was the main driver in that, and I congratulate her and her family for what they've done, because it is a great day in South Australia.
Troy, do we know why meningococcal is so prevalent in South Australia? We were talking a moment ago about it. There's such a prevalence not only in South Australia compared to the rest of the country. There is a higher incidence here in the Limestone Coast as well. Do we know what the bloody hell's going on?
No, they don't. It is unusual that South Australia is higher than any other state, given our population is actually lower. Mm. But what's really interesting, Ewan, is the southeast is 10 times higher than South Australia in general. So whether it's due to the climate, whether it's due to microbiotics in the soil, nobody really knows. But in the southeast, we are 10 times higher than anywhere else in South Australia. And this vaccine for our kids down home is just wonderful news. At the moment, it costs $500 to get your kids immunised against a meningococcal B. The state government will now be picking up that tab for each and every parent in South Australia. It's just wonderful. And what they're aiming to do is have what's called herd mentality. That is, you vaccinate a large section of the population, and there becomes an automatic herd resistance to the meningococcal B vaccine, that it doesn't get a hold anywhere. So,
And that would be great for us, as we've said, because, you know, the state is 10 times higher than the rest of the country, and here we're 10 times higher than the rest of the state. So it's great for us.
That's right. It is a big win for residents in the southeast. Mm. I'll give credit to Stephen Wade, the health minister, a thoroughly decent human being, and for him to push this through Treasury. I mean, they sound easy, like $25 million. It rolls off the tongue pretty well, but that money's got to come from somewhere. And he's done the heavy lifting on this within the Liberal government. And I give ultimate credit to Stephen Wade on this issue.
Crossing subjects, because as we say, it's been a fantastic week in Parliament, especially for us here in the Limestone Coast. You announced or introduced a bill yesterday into Parliament all about fracking. What's going on?
Well, the bill's now been introduced. I gave what's called the second reading speech. This is a process where now everybody understands what the bill is about, because I've spoken to it. And they will go away and form their position. And September the 5th, we'll have a vote on this. So it's the next step in the process, Ewan. Going back earlier, sometimes it takes months, if not years, to get legislation through. this is another step along my commitment to making sure that we have a 10-year legislated ban on fracking in the South East.
Troy, make sure you smile an awful lot this week. It's a well-deserved smile. And as always, thanks for joining us on the show to have a chat, dude.
Thank you, Ewan, and have a good day, listeners.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.